Hi, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're continuing our very long and amazing journey through the book of Genesis in Genesis 31, verses 36 through 55 in the HCSB, and that this is what it says. Then Jacob became incensed and brought charges against Laban. "What is my crime?" he said to Laban. "What is my sin that you have pursued me? You searched all my possessions. Have you found anything of yours? Put it before my relatives and yours and let them decide between the two of us. I've been with you these 20 years. Your ewes and female goats have not miscarried, and I have not eaten the rams from your flock. I did not bring you any of the flock torn by wild beasts. I myself bore that loss. You demanded payment from me for what was stolen by day or by night. There I was in the heat, consumed. The heat consumed me by day and frost by night, and sleep fled from my eyes. For 20 years I have worked in your household, 14 years for your two daughters and 6 for your flocks, and you have changed my wages 10 times. For if the God of my father, the God of Abraham, the fear of Isaac had not been with me, certainly now you would have sent me off empty-handed. But God has seen my affliction and my hard work, for he issued his verdict last night." Then Laban answered Jacob, "The daughters are my daughters, the sons my sons, and the flocks my flocks. Everything you see is mine. But what can I do today for these daughters of mine or for the children they have born? Come now, let's make a covenant. You and I, let it be a witness between the two of us." So Jacob picked out a stone and set it up as a marker. Then Jacob said to his relatives, "Gather stones." And they took stones and made a mound and then ate there by the mound. Laban named the mound Jager Shadutha, but Jacob named it Galeed. Then Laban said, "This mound is a witness between you and me today." Therefore, the place was called Galeed, and also Mitzpah, for he said, "May the Lord watch between you and me when we are out of each other's sight. If you mistreat my daughters or take other wives, though no one is with us, understand that God will be a witness between you and me." Laban also said to Jacob, "Look at this mound and the marker I've set between you and me. This mound is a witness, and the marker is a witness that I will not pass beyond this mound to you, and you will not pass beyond this mound and this marker to do me harm. The God of Abraham and the gods of Nahor, the gods of their father, will judge between us." And Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. Then Jacob offered a sacrifice on the mountain and invited his relatives to eat a meal. So they ate a meal and spent the night on the mountain. Laban got up early in the morning, kissed his grandchildren and daughters, and blessed them. Then Laban left to return home. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for another day of life. Thank you for this powerful story of separation. And Lord, I pray for those today who are walking through a separation. It could be a separation of a friendship. Lord, yesterday, you know, I had a reminder of a broken friendship, and it just sidelined me for a good while. And because, Lord, I'm just weak in that area and it's painful. So I have such empathy for people working through friendship breakups. But Lord, there's also folks out there listening who have marriage breakups and who have family breakups, and there's a rift there. And Lord, I pray, Father, that earnestly that you would either repair the breach or empower my friend to be healed from that that painful journey. And Lord, that this would be a week of learning to forgive and letting go of bitterness so that they can move on. And Lord, I think about that so much, like how many times we're entrapped by our past. We're standing in the present, but we keep looking back with whiplash on the past. But you ask us to stand in the present and look to the future. And so, Lord, I pray that you would give us a future-oriented mindset, a growth mindset of looking forward, knowing and having trust and belief that you will get us through these pieces of relational discord. And Lord, I also pray for those who have been treated unfairly at work. We see this with Laban, who mistreated Jacob all those years. And there's folks listening today who they are at the end of their rope with their job, and they have not been treated well. And so, Lord, I pray for light to come into that situation this week. And I pray for provision. I know there's a lot of fear when people stay at a job because even if they're being mistreated, they still get a paycheck. Lord, help us to remember that you are our provider. You are the one who takes care of us. Lord, just shed your grace on us. Shed your peace on us. Bring joy in the difficult circumstances that we face today and help us face the future with joy and laughter. I pray in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Growing Home Together. And I've talked about them a little bit last month. So they have a podcast and you can listen to it at growinghometogether.com. And this is all about bringing your family together. So everybody wants to have a happy family who's growing closer to God and each other every day, right? How do you break down the barriers to a loving marriage? So maybe you're struggling in your marriage. How can you connect with your kids and help them in their struggles? How does your faith make a real difference in your family's life? Rob and Joanna Tigan are here to support you with encouraging wisdom and honest interviews with overcomers who have battled the same challenges you face. The Growing Home Together podcast will give you hope and help you to care for the soul of your family today. And I just know that this podcast, if you get there, you'll see very clearly their podcast of the same name. So I hope you will patronize them as well. And thank you so much, Rob and Joanna, for sponsoring today's podcast. I'm really grateful for you.